A lot of you may already know this, but tinnitus habituation is essentially the end goal of anyone's tinnitus journey. It's not a place where tinnitus no longer exists, but it's a place where you can peacefully coexist with tinnitus. And that's exactly where I am now after so many years of suffering. Before I get started, here's a huge thank you to Durerity for sponsoring my video. Their mission is to help individuals like me find the best management solution for their tinnitus. Their product Tinnerity has personally been a game changer for sleeping with tinnitus. If you want to find out more, head to Find a Clinic in the link in my description. I just want to thank my friend Julie so much for requesting this video, because it's something that I haven't really thought that deeply about, but I think it's something that everyone has been wondering. What does tinnitus habituation actually feel like? Yes, it's a point of no longer caring about your tinnitus, no longer batting an eyelid or being disrupted by it, but it's a lot more deeper than that. I think my life has changed drastically, but it took a lot of time. And now I'm at the point of habituation, I don't really think about it that much. And that's why I think this question is actually very, very important. Altogether, it took me about a year to fully habituate, after I knew that habituation was a thing anyway. Once I realised, okay, habituation is a point of no longer having a negative response, I was like, okay, I can do this, I can get to that point. Like, I've had it my whole life, surely I can get back to the point of no longer batting an eyelid about it and no longer caring, right? Because there were moments in my life, especially when I was in primary school, where I was so occupied that I didn't really think about it. I didn't think about my tinnitus, I didn't think of it as any different to anyone else. But once I became more aware of my tinnitus was when I realised, okay, this is impacting my life a lot more than it should. Why am I the odd one out? And I started asking myself these questions and I just felt like life was so unfair. But now I'm habituated, I no longer have these thoughts because I understand that what I'm feeling is normal, and so many people with tinnitus are feeling exactly the same way. One of the things that I always asked myself or always thought was, my tinnitus is worse than anybody else's. No one my age has tinnitus as bad as me. Like, why me? But now I've grew my social media over the past 2 years and I started communicating with people who have tinnitus my age, I've realised it's not just me and my thoughts are absolutely normal and it's okay to not have answers. But Julie's question is so important, because how can you actually get to the point of habituation without really knowing what it is that you're striving for? Like, yes, there's no negative response, but how does that actually feel? I was just having to think about different things I can compare it to, and there's so many different things I can say. So, for example, when you go out the house, you hear birds tweeting and you hear traffic, and you don't really think too much about that because that's just life. And it's normal, that's just what happens. That's how I feel with tinnitus now. It's just there. It's not disappeared, it's there. And a lot of people say, well, surely you're still gonna have bad days of tinnitus, and that's completely true. Completely true. Like, I've had a spike literally yesterday and I'm still like recovering because I'm a little bit tired still. But does it affect me as much as it used to? Absolutely not. Like, I acknowledge it's there, I can tune into it, but it no longer stops me from my day. Like, I think the biggest thing that stopped me with tinnitus, like doing things normal, was I was so scared. I was just scared that it was going to stop me from doing things, and I just gave into it because I thought, okay, my health is really bad here, like this is never going to stop, the spike is never going to subside. But let me tell you, if you're having a spike right now, don't worry, just give yourself time and patience, because the stress is only going to make it worse and it is going to make it last longer. If you've got a cold, for example, and you've got a spike because of that, once your cold subsides, so will your tinnitus. And look, I'm not a medical professional, but if you've got blocked up tubes in your head, that's going to make your tinnitus louder because there's a lot more pressure. I've been told this by audiologists and ENTs in the past. I've been to my fair share, but you know, I've recently gone to an audiologist, which has told me everything I need to know and has given me answers to my questions. If you're having a spike for the first time forever, certainly go to your ENT or an audiologist and just get that peace of mind, because the biggest thing that helped me to habituate was getting peace of mind. And it's such a simple thing, but even though I knew it wasn't going to hurt me, it wasn't going to kill me, at the back of my mind, my brain was thinking, okay, this needs to be eliminated, this needs to be gone, because it's affecting my life really bad. But if you think of it this way, is your tinnitus physically affecting you directly, or are you letting it control your life? You will start to change your reaction to it. If any of you have used the app Otto, you will know about CBT and how you can retrain your brain to create these new pathways in order to live happily with tinnitus. And the one thing I always used to do when waking up was think, oh my God, is my tinnitus still there? Especially when I was having a spike, I'd think, okay, has my tinnitus settled down? That was the first thing I did when I woke up. And that's probably the worst thing you can do, because you're just fueling that attention to your tinnitus. Your brain is fixating on it. It's making it think that it's a threat, right? So the smallest thing that I do now is meal prep before I go to bed. And it's just a nice thing to do. And then in the morning, I'm excited to go and eat this food that I made yesterday. Like, I put loads of effort into it. I distracted my mind. And that's just a simple thing, okay? Like, food gets me up in the morning, but you've got to find what works for you. You've got to start changing your routine, changing your lifestyle in more positive ways in order to get rid of the negativity that's fueling your tinnitus. We've all got negative habits and negative routines. Like, I never really realized what I was doing was negative at the time, but once I stopped, my life changed for the better, okay? There was times when I had spikes and I would just sleep them off, which is good. Give yourself time, give yourself patience, and most of all, give yourself rest. But I was taking it so extreme. I was just like, look, I can't do anything until my tinnitus is gone. But that's the thing. I was thinking and thinking all the time, okay, when's my tinnitus going to go down? When's it going to go down? Like, so I can get up and actually get on with my life. But until I started actually getting up and getting on with my life, that was when my tinnitus started going down. These days, now I'm habituated, I no longer wake up and the first thing on my mind is tinnitus. The first thing on my mind now is, what am I going to do with my day? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to go? Which friends am I going to see? You know, like, just normal things that other people would just take for granted. But when you have tinnitus, it's really hard to snap out of these habits, and you've got to give yourself time, because obviously after like having tinnitus for like years, for example, and you're thinking, okay, is my tinnitus gone yet? It's going to take a lot of time for your brain to just understand that you don't need to keep thinking about this. Because the more attention you give to your tinnitus, the more you're going to think about it. And the more you think about it, the more anxiety and stress it's going to cause, to the point where you feel like you're never going to habituate. But trust me, I thought I would never habituate, but here I am. I'm happy, I'm fine. My tinnitus is still there, which is crazy, right? My tinnitus is still there, but I'm happy. And I never thought that would be possible. The one thing that I struggled with a lot before making all these videos for you guys was talking without being distracted by my tinnitus. If you've been following me from the very beginning, you know, you will know that I was not habituated at the start, but as I've continued making my videos, learning more about my tinnitus, learning more about ways to manage, I'm now habituated. And the biggest thing back in the day was when I was talking, I got so distracted, and now I have ways to actually take myself back to what I'm doing and get back in the zone. Like, for example, I'm constantly evolving with my habituation journey, and I've recently found like this little fidget toy, right? So I sit here and I like play with it, and it just keeps me in the zone. It's like little things to take your mind away from your tinnitus is so easy, but it's such a simple thing, right? It's taking away the attention from my tinnitus. Habituation is all about developing your lifestyle to a different one to accompany your tinnitus. And eventually you'll get to the point where it just comes naturally. You know, you'll find these more positive ways to live and more manageable ways to live with your tinnitus. And it will become so natural that you don't even think about it. So for example, when I get into bed, I put on some sounds now. You know, it makes a nice environment for me to get to sleep, but I don't put on sounds for my tinnitus. I just put it on now because I enjoy it. But obviously it is helping my tinnitus at the same time. But I've got so used to it that it's just a lifestyle change. And then also aromatherapy. I've got a little diffuser that I put some lavender in, and it just gets my body ready for bed, because the biggest thing for me was sleeping with tinnitus. Like, it just kept waking me up, or I couldn't get to sleep, or it felt like I wasn't getting that deep sleep that I needed. Another thing that I feel like a lot of you will probably relate to, especially if you're my age, is doom scrolling. I used to doom scroll all the time. Don't get me wrong, I still do now, but not as the extent as it was. I used to doom scroll to escape my tinnitus, to keep my brain occupied away from my tinnitus noise. So I'd just be scrolling, taking my mind off things. And that was a bad habit, you know, because the biggest thing for me was when I stopped doing that, I'd be like, oh my God, I've wasted so much time. Like, this isn't good. Like, why am I doing this? and it would make me blame everything on my tinnitus. I'd blame everything that went wrong in my life or all the time I wasted on my tinnitus because I was trying to escape it. But in reality, was it even the tinnitus? Like, was it even the tinnitus or was it my actions? It was my actions, you know? So these days, if you have like tinnitus that's really annoying you, the best distraction to do is like go cook something, go read something, go for a walk, just something that isn't going to impact you negatively. Habituation with tinnitus feels natural. It doesn't feel forced, and it does feel forced to start with. Obviously, when you're on your early days of your journey with tinnitus, where you're trying to find these ways to manage. But when you get to the point of habituation, you just feel natural with it. And that's how you know that you are habituated from tinnitus, where you wake up in the morning and you don't think about it. You wake up and you get up straight away and you do things that positively impact your life without even thinking about tinnitus as like a consequence or anything like that. The point where you don't think about it, and you're probably thinking, well, how the heck am I habituated if I'm making videos about it? And to be honest, that's my way of coping, like that's my way of managing. And I absolutely love sharing with you tips about how to habituate from my experience, because it gives me a sense of achievement. And I think that's a massive thing. Like, you've got to achieve things in your life to make you realise that tinnitus doesn't own you and it does not control you. You still have the ability to be successful. And that's another massive thing. People would message me and say, how do I possibly get a career in what I want to do if I've got tinnitus? Well, tinnitus is not going to affect that. If anything, having tinnitus is going to make you stronger because you're learning more cognitive behavioural skills in order to like retrain your brain to cope with stress related to tinnitus or life in general. Like, I've got all of these skills now. I've got like a mental toolkit that I've created that I can just dip into when I need them. I think the mindset of control and giving into your tinnitus is something that fuels it immensely. Like, I was so scared that it's going to stop me from socializing because my tinnitus got so loud to the point where I couldn't hear someone in front of me. And that was mainly because I wasn't wearing hearing protection. So if you're one of them people that feel like it's stopping you from going out because you're going to have a spike, get some hearing protection and it will completely change your life. Once you start living your life again and not letting tinnitus control your thoughts or what you do, you will feel so much better and it will get you on the right path to habituate. And I think it just takes a lot of self-proof. You have to prove to yourself that tinnitus does not stop you. And if you're in bed and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to get up today, like my day is going to be really bad because of my tinnitus, you've got to start learning to train your brain to think more positively. So if you have a negative thought, you can just change it up to something more positive, where you can say, instead of saying, oh, I'm gonna have a bad day today, you can say, oh, my tinnitus might not affect my day today. And you can get up and do your thing and just do as much as you can without tinnitus controlling you. Everyone's habituation journey and the time span it takes to get to that point is different. Like, I know it took me a year, but I started seeing results within 3 weeks of learning how to train my brain. And it's not as like complicated as it sounds, like training your brain. It's literally about being mindful about your thoughts. And, you know, even if it's something as simple as getting an activity book and just doing activities in the day with some sounds on, like that's training your brain to do something more positive with your life and effective to make you feel like you're accomplishing something. It's just little things, but you've got to find what helps you and what you actually enjoy doing. Like, there's so many different CBT exercises out there which did not work for me. It just wasn't it. But you know, like when I found the ones that I like, for example, when I'm in a room when my tinnitus is loud and it's affecting me, I start thinking about all my different senses, like 5 things that I can see, 3 things I can hear, 2 things I can smell, you know, things like that. They help me immensely. But other things like, I did used to like chair work. I used to like where I would speak to my past self and say how I'm doing now, or I'd speak to my future self and ask them like how I'm doing now. I liked it at the time, but now I feel like I don't really need that. There's so many different ones out there. And if you want to learn more about CBT, you can go onto the Otto app and it will help you learn about CBT more. And it's just such a great starting point. Although habituation is an end point for tinnitus, it's really not, in a way. You're constantly evolving and finding new things to make your life more comfortable, because at the end of the day, your tinnitus is always going to be there. Well, for most people anyway. Like, Obviously, some people's tinnitus can stay for a while and then disappear. And then for others like myself, it's chronic and I've had it my whole life, so the likelihood of it going away is pretty slim. Habituation is a positive lifestyle change, and once you reach that point, you won't necessarily know until you actually think about it. Like, I didn't realise I was habituated until I actually second-guessed myself and was thinking, my tinnitus doesn't actually negatively impact my life anymore. Like, I don't let it control me like I did. And please remember, bad days are completely normal and it is a part of the journey. So if you're having a bad day right now, just think, look, it's making me stronger and it's normal to have these days. Like, I'm habituated and I still have bad days. Even with people without tinnitus, having bad days is normal. No matter how happy you are, no matter how amazing your lifestyle is, you can still have bad days. But it's all about what brings you back out of these bad places, and each time you're going to get stronger. If you feel like there's something you want me to elaborate more about, please just leave a question in the comment and I'll be so happy to get back to you, because sometimes I feel like I do miss out a few things in my videos, but I'm just speaking from experience and how I feel in the present. You know, it's hard to explain what habituation does feel like, but all I can say is that it feels natural. It feels as natural as walking outside and hearing traffic. You don't think about it. And although my tinnitus is still there, I can still tune into it, but it no longer negatively impacts me like it used to. I no longer have them negative thoughts associated with it because I know that I am my own person. Tinnitus doesn't control me. It's not going to hurt me unless I let it control my life. So, you know, thank you so much for watching this video, and I hope it gave you a sense of positivity and strength to get through if you're having a spike or, you know, if you're having a bad day. So just know that you do have the ability to habituate no matter how long you've had tinnitus or how intense it may feel like. And if you're having a spike, it will subside. Always go to a medical professional for professional advice, because I can't give that, but I can just give you my experience. Thank you so much for everyone's ongoing support. You guys help me just as much as I may be helping you. So thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.